Blog Talk Radio.
What I'd like to segue into from talking about that is
what my process was after I came out of the hospital and made a decision to embrace this way of eating and this way of living. I think I spoke briefly about the fact that I went through a very strict detoxification program, and that's kind of what I want to speak more about today, is how important it is to detox the body first, especially when you have illnesses that may plague you, whether they are physical illnesses from things like diabetes, high blood pressure, illnesses or diseases of that nature, to even more like psychological type of illness that sometimes tend to keep us bound. I would invite all of our listeners to think about incorporating a detoxification program before you engage into a strict way of incorporating plant, or not even a strict way, but more just incorporating more plant-based foods into your life. And the reason why I say that is because I always analogy if you have a garbage can, which is where all of our trash go to, right? And you just putting garbage in there, garbage. Now, let's think about the type of garbage. If you're eating meat, then chances are you're going to be putting meat-type products into the garbage can, scraps and, you know, pieces of leftover this and that. And so it just all piles up in the garbage can. If you do not take the garbage out, right, and you just let all of that stuff sit there, eventually, and then you start putting fresh fruit and vegetables on top of the garbage that you just have sitting there, what do you think is going to happen to the fresh fruit and the fresh vegetables? Yes, some of the nutrients from them, just because they're perfect in where they are, being fresh fruits and vegetables, some of the nutrients will be absorbed, but because of the toxins that will be released from the garbage sitting and sitting and sitting, you will not be able to get the full benefit of the nutrients from the fresh fruits and vegetables. So I highly suggest that when embarking upon this way of life or shifting your diet or the way that you eat in some capacity so that it's more healthy, I would suggest a detoxification program first. Now, you don't have to go, you know, all radical like I did for 28 days or 30 days.
But sometimes you do have to. I mean, that's what saved my health.
That's what saved my health,
when,
too.
When you hit rock bottom.
Exactly.
And you think you're going to die. You will find ways to support yourself to transition, because the other alternative is what caused you to be in the situation.
I agree. However, and usually most people have to hit rock bottom before, and it's unfortunate, but most people have to hit rock bottom before they actually make a decision, like myself, like you did, to go very, very strict with their detoxification program. But because I, again, and I said this in the last show, I always want to meet people where they are. And what our objective is, always sin as opposed to the cure. And so if there are people who have not maybe been diagnosed with an illness or whatever, but they know that they've been eating, you know, a lot of soul food growing up as well as throughout their adult life, they can start just by incorporating small, you know, once a month, 3-day detoxification programs for themselves that won't have to be as radical to the point where they're now looking to possibly reverse the illness or eradicate an illness. They can pretty much start where they are and start to clean out their system doing, you know, 3-day detoxes, 4-day detoxes, or maybe a week, and then eventually graduate to the point where they can incorporate a 20-day or 30-day detox.
Yeah, and even some school of thoughts when it comes to doing detoxification also offers people, like, the day that you were born, like I was born on a Thursday. So use that day to be connected to detoxing your body. So you may say, I'm going to get up and I'm going to get organic lemon and I'm going to put in a glass of water and I'm going to do 8 ounces and do it all day. And that could be a detoxification program that I do for that day.
Mm-hmm.
But I caution people, don't go back and eat the same thing again.
Well, it does. But here's what I want to say to that. Even if you do, again, you know, this is about loving yourself. It's all about loving yourself, being gentle with yourself. So even if you do go back, if you say, okay, I'm going to do the detox, and you do it for a day or 3 days or 4 days or a week or whatever, and then you go back and you eat some chips or you eat whatever, enjoy the chips. Don't be hard on yourself, but just have in your mind or have a process about how you're going to get back. Because eventually, the more you incorporate this, the easier it will be for some of those things to fall by the wayside. Because you really are, in addition to detoxing your body, which is a part of the process, you're changing the cravings for food that you have. And most people, the cravings for food that they have are coming from the fact that their body is toxic, and so it becomes this repetitive cycle. So even if you do decide, ladies and gentlemen, that you want to detox, not really sure about how to do that, we can talk about how we can later on in that process, and you just want to incorporate something as simple, like Karen said, drinking some lemon water or taking a day where you're not going to eat this or you're not going to eat that, take baby steps. But if for some reason you do slip back, or as they say, you fall off the wagon, don't beat yourself up about it. Just figure out how you're going to get back on there.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah, exactly.
And I also offer that praying over one's food can change the energy of your food.
Yes, absolutely.
So when in doubt, pray.
Right. And one of the things, too, that I want to talk about, and we could probably cover this in the next show, the reason why detoxification is so important is, the name in itself just pretty much explains why it's so important. You know, when we drive by, you know, those places where they dump the garbage and with the smell, it's so foul because those are gases that are coming from toxic waste and materials. And if we're not getting, because our body does not assimilate or need nutrients from all of the foods that we eat, including fruits and vegetables, which is why we have this very sophisticated digestive and elimination system.
Mm-hmm.
And so if we're putting foods in our bodies that our bodies are not designed to digest or process, i.e., meat and meat byproducts, we're going to talk about that on the next show, but as well as chemically laden foods. So ladies and gentlemen, I hate to be the bearer of bad news, but McDonald's, Burger King, well, let me just say, there are most fast food establishments, not naming anyone specifically, are usually, because the food is made fast, I always tell my friends and my family, that's not real food. It's laden with chemicals, as well as most of the foods that are up and down the middle of the grocery aisle, all of the boxed foods, all of the prepackaged foods. So fresh is always better. That's what the body needs. That's what it requires. The more fresh fruits and vegetables and whole grains you can put into your body temple, the better off you're going to be physically. So if you're eating a lot of frozen foods, if you're eating a lot of prepackaged foods, if you're eating a lot of fast food, you are putting chemicals in your body that your body cannot digest. So again, going back to the whole detoxification process, when you do detox, no matter for how long, that is a part of the process that's eliminating those chemicals, as well as some of the chemicals that's even on our fresh fruits and vegetables. So if you're not eating organic or eating at least foods that are, I believe it's called the Dirty Dozen. The Dirty Dozen are foods that you should be buying organic, but even if you're not, a lot of the foods that even on come from our fresh fruits and vegetables, they can be laden with pesticides and stuff like that. So when you detox, you're actually detoxing all of those type of chemicals from either prepackaged foods, frozen foods, fast foods, or pesticides that come on our fresh fruits and vegetables. And that's very, very important.
Tori, again, the show is designed to educate you and bring you to awareness that there are choices that you can responsibly make. And if you feel you need support, you can call us at 702-658-2257 and allow us to support you. We have certified a chef, plant-based chef Ifayomi here. We have an aromatherapist, an herbalist. So we could support you with your journey to a healthy temple.
Right.
Which is your body.
Absolutely. And there are different ways to, again, I can't stress this enough, there are different ways to detox. Detoxing, you know, what may be a good way for me may not be a good way for you. So you have to connect with your body and find out what works for you. But by all means, no matter which route you decide to take as it relates to detoxification, detoxification in any capacity is a good thing. I want to add and this information, the reason why it is, because going back to the chemical, the processed foods, chemically laden foods, and things of those nature, sometimes you'll find that, I overheard somebody say the other day that, oh my God, it wasn't until I became 50 years old that I have allergies, right? Allergies are allergic, being allergic to certain foods, that's a chemical imbalance in your body that comes directly from the foods that we eat. And or, check this out, Karen, it could have been passed on to you through your DNA, okay? So people are not aware of that someone told me a long time ago, when you hear things like, oh, it's genetic or that's hereditary, someone said to me once, genetics and things being hereditary is just bad habits that have been passed on from generation to
generation.
Yeah, from generation. And when they said this to me, it made, and this was way before my journey, and I was just like, wow, that makes so much sense. Because as I mentioned in the last show, as a child growing up, I was very, very sickly. I had allergies. I had asthma. I was always in the hospital. I couldn't digest food properly. I never knew what that was, but I will say this, through detoxification as well as shifting the foods that I eat to more plant-based foods and, of course, increasing my quality of life, it literally eradicated all of those things that plagued me as a child. So much so, I always say that I changed my DNA. And I know that I did because one of the other things, and I mentioned this before, that I suffered from really bad were menstrual cramps. No longer severely allergic to grapes, Concord grapes, grape juice, grape jelly, anything that involves Concord grapes. I had to go to the hospital and have epi shots. One time I literally turned into what I describe as the elephant man. It was so bad. I am happy to say, ladies and gentlemen, that I love grapes now. So I remember the first time after my detox that someone suggested that I eat grapes. And the anxiety that came over me just to hear the word grapes sent me into a panic. I started sweating. My heart started beating as if I had eaten a grape and became allergic to it. And they said, well, you've been through this process of detoxification. You probably have cleaned your system out now and you can eat grapes. And although I was very, very fearful of the process, I took it into consideration because, once again, it made sense. I had been diligently cleaning out my body. I ate grapes, did not have allergic reactions, did not look like the elephant man, and I've been happily eating grapes ever since then, and that had to be about 10 years ago. I love it. So I'm just wanting to point out the benefit of detoxification on a regular basis and how it can help shift your DNA in your body temple.
And what came up for me is trusting the process.
Absolutely.
That was a big trust.
Right. And then if we tie it back to, once again, who we are here at the spirit within you, and knowing and understanding that we're all either are working to or should be operating at our highest spiritual self, and that the body is just the house that houses the temple. The body is the temple that houses the spirit. If our body temple is not clean, or if our body temple is toxic, then there it lies a block for us to elevate to our highest spiritual self.
Absolutely, because your system, I would offer to one, as you work on your spiritual journey, whether it's practicing a particular philosophy or faith, there must be an internal dialogue with, where's my body temple and all of this?
Right, exactly. It has to be, because there's no disconnection. There's no disconnection, so it has to be. And I don't know about you. Well, yeah, I do know about you, but I know that I was who I was spiritually, have always been connected to that, even when I did not know and understand what that meant. However, once I shifted my diet and started incorporating more clean foods in my diet, then that took who I am and what I do spiritually to a whole nother level.
And it will.
Yes. And once you're there, then we're operating from a position of full alignment, because we're vibrating at a higher frequency now, because we're not weighed down by the toxins of food and the things that we put into our body temple. That's why when you think about people like the Dalai Lama and monks and all of those people like that, they're fasting, or what we... Fasting and detoxing is the same thing, by the way, ladies and gentlemen. It's just depending upon what purpose you're using for, that's the terminology that you would use. So when we speak about spirituality, it's usually fasting, and the whole purpose of them doing that is so that they can elevate to their higher spiritual self and be a direct portal for the messages that is coming from the spirit or the metaphysical.
So, I would offer anyone listening to the show, I mean, look it up. Don't believe anything.
Right, absolutely, yes.
Check it for yourself and see what vibrates. I mean, there's some school of thought that feel that the higher we vibrationally go up and into different realms, depending on what process you're using. So, some people will argue that they need to be, they need to have food, certain types of food in order to do that. Otherwise, they completely just check out. But again, it's up to you. Know your body type. Know what you can intake in your body responsibly.
Right.
And that means doing your due diligence to read, research, and go to the supermarket and look at the labels. And I would offer you start with one thing. What is sugar?
Oh my goodness. That's a whole nother show in itself. I mean, that is a whole
just look another. At what is sugar.
And without us going into that,
no, that is another
right,
show.
That's a whole nother show. What we want to talk about is that there are, when we think about sugar, and I'm going to leave this right here before, you know, because again, it's another show. There are sugars that naturally occur in whole foods, in plant-based foods, in fruits, in vegetables, in whole grains, and stuff like that. And so that's not the sugar that we're talking about. When we talk about what is sugar, we're talking about the man-made manufactured stuff that you see on the table, that white stuff, right, exactly.
And it may not even be white because they get very creative lately.
They get very creative. I have to admit.
Brown sugar starts to look.
But here's the thing, and again, we could talk about this on the sugar show. Let's just call it the sugar show. That sugar is sugar is sugar. And, oh, my God, I have to admit that was, and in some cases can still be, my weakness. I have just learned how to better things that with sugar. I figured out how to do it for me where I am not like I used to be. But, yeah, so we'll the sugar show, ladies and gentlemen, it is coming up. So maybe not next month, but the month after that, because that would be a good time to talk about it anyway with the holidays being before us. So,
yeah,
look for the sugar show coming up very soon.
So, again, ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to Karen Marie Campbell, owner of The Spirit Within You, and Chef Ifayoni, a plant-based chef. And you're listening to In the Clean Kitchen with Chef Ifayoni, which is a monthly show that we do here from The Spirit Within You Live every first Saturday of the month at 11 a.m. And we're going to talk about the topics related to your body temple and plant-based foods and connect the dots between spirituality and your body temple along with the food that you take in. And so, again, this is an educational show. We do not offer to replace anything that you currently hear. What we do offer is to support you all the way through into your own magnificence, learning and discovering who you are, evolving into the brilliance that you are. And we're going to say peace and blessings right now, and that you all have a fabulous day.